I mean, we don't want to make it too a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think overall, we all know, everybody know the atmosphere of this stadium. Everybody across the league is by far the loudest stadium. You know, and it can get louder if things go bad for us on the offense side of the ball. And I think the biggest thing for us to make sure we just go in and stay focused, try to stay on track. And we can try to control that portion of the game. You know, the defense is going to do their job, special team as well. But I think overall, you know, we just got to go out and do our job, and I think we can kind of silence them a little bit, just a little.
Is this going to be the biggest secondary you're going to see, or maybe just the biggest you've seen so far? It seems like they're all six plus, and they all can cover, whether it be big or small.
They're good. I think Coach Carroll did a great job of him and Mr. Snyder. They did a great job of going out and getting the right guys to fit the scheme that they want to play.
What scheme is that?
Physical defense. That's what you see. I mean, you got a big defensive line, fast. Everybody's fast. Mm-hmm. Everybody's fast. Your defensive linemen are big. They can move. Linebackers are fast. Secondary is big and fast. So, it's the NFL, though. Week in, week out, is going to be something different every game, and we got to be prepared for it.
If the noise is what it's supposed to be like,
right?
Can you guys still run kind of that up-tempo know-how like you've been running?
Well, that's our goal. You know, we're going to go out and do what we're supposed to do. You know, our biggest thing, make sure we stand on track, stand focused on what we're doing and staying at task, and I think we'll be okay. The noise is going to be there regardless. You know, they're going to make that noise.
What do you remember from the game? 2008, Patriots at Seahawks. You had a pretty impressive day, two touchdowns, but mm-hmm. Patriots came out with a win. What do you remember from that day?
The loss. not the game that I had. I just think overall the loss. You know, very excited though, playing against my old teammates and stuff.
Do you feel like you'll have some of the same thoughts this time playing against your old team, but back on this side of it?
Yeah, I will. I know I will. You know, that stuff happens. It comes with the territory. I think that happens with every individual who play this game and, you know, also get the opportunity to play against some of your old teammates.
Yeah, can that one-word terminology with some of the know-how stuff, can that help you combat some of the noise and let you do what you want to do know-how-wise?
Well, I think the only thing that can help combat the noise is positive plays. You know, not allowing them to feed off, not allowing the fans to feed off the defense. And that's when the defense is making more plays. I say, the only thing I would say, if we just continue to make positive plays, we should be okay.
Is there something about 53 guys going into a hostile environment and making those 70,000 fans shut up or even turn on their own guys?
It's always a good feeling. It's a good thing. You know, I love playing on the road. I mean, I love playing at home as well, but you really get to see what type of team you have when you play these type of games.
With West being such a dangerous receiver, how does that make the job of you, the other receivers, Aaron, mm-hmm. people like that, easier because when he's at his best, he demands attention? Right. How does that help the rest of you guys?
Well, I mean, the only thing we can do is just go out and control what we can control. You know, coaches call the plays, and we have to execute. You know, our leader, Tom Brady, he goes out and he leads us. So whatever play is called, our job is to execute the plays, regardless of where the ball is going, if we're running. It demands us to block. You know, not only just we're thinking about the passing game, but we got to block a lot as well. So, mm-hmm.
Dan, when you go up against a secondary this big, what are the matchup concerns you have?
I did it.
What matchup concerns you?
I did for that exact reason.
I think everything is all about execution.